Welcome back to Steel Belted Radio. My name is Jeff, your host. We are pre-recorded tonight, and unfortunately, I'm using the crappy mic. Well, Stu Reed thinks it's a crappy mic. I think it's fine, but if you don't like the mic, well, you know, buy me a new one, okay? But thanks for being here. Hope you enjoy the show, and you can always check out steelbeltedradio.com for a bunch of playlists. All the archived episodes are up at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can email me, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. And find us in lots of places. Let's kick it off with a classic from the first album, the great first album from NQR Buckle. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
Talking to mischief, and she's coughing herself to death. Red wine stains on my pillow and her teeth, and most of the neighborhood's in bed. Tired. It's so late, I can't sleep. And I got splinters from these old baseboards and yellow hands and eyes from nicotine. Tell you, and I'm a drifter in my own house. Let's hitch a ride to the kitchen. I'll hide in the closet until you flag somebody down.
Hey everybody, this is Ray Wiley Hubbard, and you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio 101.5 UM FM. When I was a young man about 21 years old, y'all, all I wanted was a stripper girlfriend and a gold-top Les Paul. Be careful of the things you wish for.
get them. There was a nightclub in Dallas, it's called Mother Blues. It's where Lightning Hopkins played and Freddie King even paid some dues. And all the dealers and gamblers and young white hipsters, they all made the scene. The girl at the door who checked IDs was just 16. It was not a place for law-abiding citizens. Jackie Jones, he had him a habit, he just couldn't stop. He said, give me $500 and I say I'm a Les Paul Gold Top. I drove my daddy's car down to Ross Avenue and I sold it. I guess I should have told him. He alluded to the police that someone stole it. It was just the first of many bad decisions I was to make for the next 20 years. Oh, but I had me a guitar. Everybody knows that the real nightlife begins after the clubs close, what they call after hours. It's 2 a.m. when everybody's gone but the band, the dealers, and Jack Jones. And then the girls from the Landing Strip Club come over after they put their clothes back on. So I'm at my blues and I'm sitting on an amp. I'm playing Twist and Shout. And this tall drink of water walk in looked like she might have to shoot a way out. She come up to me, she says, you know anything good on that guitar? I didn't say nothing, I just kept on playing. She said, have you ever heard this song called Pope Sally Danny? I just kept on playing. She said, every time I hear that song, my insides feel like warm butter, and I just want to take off my clothes and dance around in my underwear. I said, down in Louisiana, oh, where the alligator grows so mean. Whoa, oh, that's all I knew of it, but it was enough. Oh. So we hit it off, me and this dancer, we hit it off like a metaphor for a hydrogen bomb. We was a rich uranium, supercritical mass, we was a chain reaction. It was love and lust, mostly lust, but a mutual attraction. So there I was, boys, at 21 years old, I had it all. I had a fine strip of girlfriend and a gold top Les Paul. Oh, the future, oh, it looked promising. Oh, but there were dark clouds on the horizon. She was a beautiful girl, but she liked to drink tequila, and whoa, that ain't all. I come home 4 or 5 times and ship on my Les Paul. We broke up and she went to Hollywood. She married an actor. She got a job dancing on the Hudson Brothers TV show with Modern Lipstick from Max Factor. Oh, I got over. I'm glad she done all right. I'm glad she done all right. Oh, yes, I am. Well, now me, I never busted through the gates into the big time as a rock and roll star. For 40 years, I just carried around an old gold top guitar. But love and fate are mysterious things in this funky old world. It was 20 years ago, I ended up marrying that Mother Blues door girl. We had us a boy, he's 18 years old now. He's playing guitar. He ended up with that Les Paul Gold Top, yes it did. Now I don't know if he's gonna hang his life on it or not, but I'm very grateful for the time I get to share the stage with him. I'm grateful for the time I get to play with musicians like George Reeve and Rick Richards. And I'm grateful I get to write these old songs and travel around the world and play them for people and they come out and hear me play. and the days that I keep my gratitude higher than my expectations. Well, I have really good days.
Hi, this is Gary Loris from the Jayhawks, and you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
Kind of what I had in mind. from you. I could take a little hint from you, and I'd run away. I'd run away with you, baby. Yeah, I'd run away. I'd run away with you, baby. Yeah, I'd run away. I'd run away. I'd run away with you, baby. Yeah, I'd run away. I'd run away. I'd run away with you,
something bright and warm. Making faces, watching faces, they go by. We're all riding out the storm. Ask directions, but not know the way. Just afraid to come out and say it. Like a child with a song in my heart. Never knew just how to play. Think I had it, but I lost it. Can't be found. There's enough love in this big old world. There's enough love to go around. All the kindness she had showed me turned this boy into a man. A smile that only really means something. Where my new life began. Used to live inside the darkest room. Venture out into the light. Careful not to get my future hurt. Feeling safer in the night. Think I had it, but I lost it. And I fear it can't be found. There's enough love in this big old world. There's enough love to go around. Think I had it, yeah, I lost it.
There from Leroy Stagger. Haven't listened to that one in a while. That's Enough Love to Go Around from his fine album Radiant Land. Before that, we heard the Jayhawks off Tomorrow the Green Grass. We heard I'd Run Away. There was some talk that the Jayhawks might come to Winnipeg this summer. Not happening. But it might next year. So, you know, let's hold out hope. We heard the Sadies in there, What's Left Behind from their album New Seasons, produced by Gary Lewis of the Jayhawks, as a matter of fact. We also heard Ray Wiley Hubbard in there with a great song called Mother Blues from the Grifters Hymnal. And a classic from N.Q. Arbuckle kicked off that set, Drunken Sailors from Hangin' the Battle-Scarred Pinata. We're just rambling around playing a bunch of great stuff on this pre-recorded episode. And here's one from Ottawa. This is Lynn Hansen, produced by Lynn Miles from the great album River of Sand. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
Susie stood by the side of the road. 20 years old, wet and cold. A little down on her luck. Can I drive you home? He said, darling, can I drive you home? Well, she climbed right in, and with a sideways grin, touch her leg as he locked the door. I drive these roads, been a thousand loads. I ain't never seen you before. What's your name?
about you, don't think I'll stay. I think I'll just be on my way. He said, don't be shy, I'm a really nice guy. You see, I mean you no harm. But it's been a while, then he lost that smile. Then he stroked her arm, you're a pretty thing. Oh, so young, you're such a pretty thing.
Well, I'm a Harlem man. whole night. If it's a good Lord's plan, I wake up in the morning and find I'm looking at the end. I'm not a long week and I can draw my pain, 'cause I'm a Harley man. And you never catch me whining, I ain't that kind. I got me two good hands, and just as long as I'm able, I won't give in, 'cause I'm a Harlem man. Yeah, call my mother till the day I'm dead. We'll be right back.
Ontario. There's a band called The Spades with a great cover of Fred's 49 Tons there. Like that one. Before that, we heard Steve Earle and the Del McCoury Band from their great album, The Mountain. Haven't listened to that one in a while. So good. We heard Harlan Mann and Lynn Hansen in there from her album River of Sand. We heard Good Intentions. And, well, we've done, you know, most of the show in kind of the rootsy mode. Now, we're just going to go ahead and play anything that's rock and roll.
But ruby tail lights and yellow and white lines to follow. It's a long way home. And I'm going on the highway like a freight train. I'll be here forever, I suppose. Am I ever gonna see my baby again? Heaven only knows. But my foot's heavy tonight. I know this bite. Signs saying take it slow. It's a long way. We'll be right back.
Michael standing by. Man of confidence, swear every time's the last. You're gonna turn your luck around, but it turned to the bottom and you took the easy path. Now you're right back where you started out, in the arms of confidence. Amends, desire in our hearts and the capacity for selfishness. Through unhappy circumstance, we are pushed and we are sent in directions that are folly, into arms of confidence.
Poison laughter seems like I waiting outside, watching the time fly. We roll the dice, release my eyes. There is no way to hide, live inside my mind. You play, I carry.
One from Whiskey Town there, In and Off. Ryan Adams, Caitlin Carey, Skillet Gilmore, the rest of the gang there from Faithless Street, that's Drank Like a River. Before that, we heard a great one from Sunvolt from the album Straightaways. We heard Carrie Added Easy. Austin Lucas in there from the album Stay Reckless. We heard So Much More Than Lonely. Before that, we heard Jim Bryson's old band, Punch Buggy, from their album Great Grand Opening Going Out of Business Sale. We heard Dressed for Success, and Jim Bryson will be at the Trout Forest Music Festival this summer. And before that, he's going to stop at my house. You want to come? You should want to come. It's going to be great. heard the Bottle Rockets in there with a great one, Radar Gun. Love that one. We heard the Weaker Thans in there. Love me some Weaker Thans. We heard the Reasons off Reconstruction Site. John K. Sampson and the Winter Wheat are playing the Brandon Folk Fest this year. That would be worth a trip. Apparently John's been working on some new material. I'd love to hear me some of that. We heard Jay Smith in there, the late, great Jay Smith, from his, I guess his only album, Long Way Home. Jay Smith, of course, played with many, many people and took his life a few years ago. Sad, sad, tragic thing. Great player. Great guy. We heard Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers kicking it off from their debut, Anything That's Rock and Roll. That'll wrap it up today. We did a ramble around, didn't we? We'll be back next week. Should be live. No, we won't. Next week, there's a show at the Sunset Saloon with Jay Amar. What an idiot. I should have played you some music. Oh, well, just come anyway. Or tune in on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. for Tell the Band to Go Home. We will be pre-recorded next week. But tune in and stay tuned tonight. Venus Envy, Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film. Thanks for stopping in.